Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pathlin here, and welcome to episode 377 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. All right, here's today's question from Kedar.
Hi, Pat. My name is Kedar Kulkarni. I'm from India. I wanted to ask you that how did you build a website on niches like food trucker and security guard trainings? Did you know a lot about those niches already? Did you write all the posts by yourself, or did you, you know, take help of some other resources? So if you don't know about these niches. So I just wanted to ask this, you know, question that how to build a website on niches that are good, you know, but if you don't know anything about them. Thank you.
Hey, Kedar, thank you so much for this question. I really appreciate it because it is a very interesting question. And, you know, a lot of people ask me this, actually. How did you start a site on security guards? You're not a security guard. This is true. How did you start a site on food trucks? You're not a food truck owner. This is true. How did you get started? Well, the history behind these, both of these niches, are based on these challenges, I guess you could say, if you will. The security guard one was done back in 2010, and this was when a friend of mine had challenged me to build a website at the same time as him in a place or niche that we didn't know anything about to see what would happen, to see who could do better, who can get more traffic, who could generate an income, if not more income, than the other person. And I decided to go into the security guard training niche. How? Because I found an amazing keyword, security guard training, which was searched for quite often and was completely underserved on the search engines. And that's how I decided to dedicate a number of months to creating that site. Well, how did I come up with the content for that site if I'm not a security guard myself? To be honest, I put in the hard work and I did the research. And I literally, for this one, I called security guard training companies and I asked them. And I found out through my research that every state in the US has a different set of requirements to become a security guard. There's also a subset of security guards called unarmed security guards, who are security guards that do not have a firearm on them, a weapon, like a gun. And there are armed security guards in the US, and they have to take even more training. So initially, it was funny because I remember discovering this and being like, oh man, this is going to be a lot of work. I have to write more content for every person who comes from a different state. This is going to be crazy. But then it was a blessing in disguise because it made it very easy to fill the site with very relevant information that nobody else had. So I literally called 17 different states and asked different security guard companies in those states. I called about two or three in each and just asked them, how do I become a security guard in the state of California? How do I become a security guard in the state of Nevada? How do I become a security guard in the state of Kansas? And they would tell me. Because these were companies who obviously knew what they were talking about. And then I just took notes, wrote those things down, and then followed their instructions. Now, I didn't become a security guard, but a lot of them were like, okay, go to this government website, go to this page, click on this, fill in this application, and do that. And I would go there and just follow the trail. And then literally, I would just write about that. And that would be my post on how to become a security guard in that particular state. And I would outline the steps in really clear detail. Step one, go to this website. Step two, click here. Step three, download this application. Step four, submit it here. Step five, also go to a fingerprint place that can analyze and make sure that you don't have a criminal record. This takes X number of days. Here's that website. Here's the application fee, so on and so forth. And it just made it completely useful for people. And again, I was almost approaching it as if I was the ideal avatar for that particular website, the ideal target audience. And I was, because I knew nothing about security guard training and how to start, and neither do those who visit that site for the first time. So in just knowing a little bit more through a little bit of research, I was able to provide a ton of value to those people, and the site has been doing very well for 4 years. It's been at the top of the search engines for security guard training and also armed security guard training. And it's been making money through affiliate income, but mostly through advertisements, through AdSense. It's been making about $2,500 to $3,000 a month over the past 4 years. It's been a challenge, however, to break through to that next level. I've been working with some people to try and figure out if we can do our own course. But again, it's a little bit difficult because there are different training requirements in every different state. And also, you know, this is a serious thing. This is security guard training. It's not like I can just make up my own quiz and that's that. I have to go through, if I were going to do this, make it a real quiz. I'd have to get it approved and have it go through these tests. And, you know, it's a difficult process, we've found. So that's why I haven't yet created my own course or anything like that. Like, it might be easier to do on other niches. But that's the story behind securityguardtraininghq.com. You can find out more information about how that was started at nichesiteduel.com, D-U-E-L, nichesiteduel.com. Now, the food trucker website, it started in a very similar way back in 2013 or 14. I can't remember exactly. 13, I believe. August 2013. You know, a lot of people were like, wow, your security guard training site was awesome, but times have changed. How do you build a website today in today's environment on search engines and things like that with a new niche that you know nothing about? So, again, I was challenged. Now, nobody in particular challenged me, but I feel like I challenged myself and my audience challenged me. So I was up to the challenge. And through keyword research using tools like Longtail Pro and others that I mentioned on nichesiteduel.com, I also document the journey of this website as well. You know, I share the entire process, and I did even more research this time, connecting with a lot more influencers in the online marketing space to see and kind of pick their brains and see how they might go about building a successful niche website today. And I got a lot of great advice from people like Neil Patel, who really helped a lot because he came up with this idea of creating your 200 list. And the 200 list is essentially a spreadsheet which includes a list of all the competitors and people in your space. And although you might not consider them competitors, they are other people who are serving the same people in your niche. And I found out through that research not only who are the top players who I could connect with, who could potentially guest post on my site, who's sites I could potentially guest post on and who I could contact and just let them know who I was and feature them on my website and connect with them on social media and all those sorts of things. So I hopefully you're already seeing the value of this 200 list. I was also able to see that there weren't 200. They were very little websites and resources out there helping this particular audience. So it was very motivating, and it just meant that I could come in, and if I had the right content, it could do very well. Now, in terms of this content, it was all done through research as well. And I actually hired a writer to do the research and publish the content for me. Now, I also published a podcast on the website as well, because through a lot of research, I found that a lot of the food truck owners who were listening or who were on the website just came on for a little bit and discovered that they just didn't have time to read the content, but they would prefer to listen. So that's where the podcast came from. The podcast is called Food Trucker School, and that's been doing very well. It doesn't get nearly as many downloads as Ask Pat or Smart Passive Income, but it does its job. It serves that particular audience, and it's a much smaller audience, which is another big challenge, but it's been doing very well. It's ranking really high for keywords like how to start a food truck business plan. Again, all topics that were researched by my writer on that website. Recently, I've toned down the content publishing, and I'm focusing on the funnels, because we actually have two products on the site now. One is the Food Truck Growth Kit, and the other one is How to Start a Food Truck, The Definitive Guide. And that one actually has made over $20,000 to $30,000 at this point. So it's also been doing very well. And again, that was done by hiring somebody to do the research and discovering. And a lot of that research was actually through just talking. So even if I didn't have a writer, it would have been in the same way as Security Guard Training HQ. It would have been going on the field, talking and interviewing. And yes, I do that on the podcast as well, and I actually do learn a lot. And a lot of what I learn on the podcast in those interviews does determine what content should be written about or what we could highlight in different areas of the space. So that's been working out very well. Now, I will say, in going back to securityguardtraininghq.com, after those 17 articles were written from those 17 states, and I remember that because it was after writing 17 that I got to number one on Google, I actually stopped producing content, which was a big mistake. You know, I had reached my goal. My goal was to get to number one in Google, and when I got that, I stopped adding content to the site, which was a big mistake because it could have gone much higher, could have gotten much more traffic, and potentially making a lot more money back then. But I got smart, and I actually hired somebody to fill out the remaining 33 states in the U.S. by actually following the same process I did, by calling security guard companies and actually writing down step by step exactly how to become a security guard in that particular state. And she filled in. I hired this person on Elance.com. She no longer actually does this kind of stuff anymore. Actually, somebody had requested her when I talked about her in a previous episode of the Smart Passive Income podcast, and I couldn't find her anymore on Elance, unfortunately. But you could find a lot of other writers who could do the same thing, researchers and writers, if that's what you wanted to do. But we filled out those 50 articles then, and then after that, I had her research the armed security guard training requirements, which were different and a lot more stringent, and have her do the same thing. So then we filled out the site with 100 articles, which you can imagine, when you get 100 articles that are very specific, you're going to get a lot of long-tail traffic, and that's, you know, actually where most of my traffic comes from, is actually not the top keyword anymore. It's from those long-tail keywords. How to become a security guard in Arkansas, how to become a security guard in Connecticut, how to become an armed security guard in Michigan. Those are the ones that are working really well for me, and combined, they all provide a ton of traffic. So hopefully this inspires you and gives you an idea of on how that was all started. And it just shows you that you don't need to know what you're talking about in the beginning, but you need to know where to go and what the main goals are of your audience. And you also need to do the work, put in the effort to find out that right information, and then share it in a way that's concise, but also very valuable and useful and unique and different, because you want to stand out from everybody else out there, like I said, on your 200 list, and find your position in that particular space. So hopefully this helps. Kedar, I appreciate the information, or excuse me, the question. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt all the way to India for having your question featured here on the show. You'll hear from my assistant in the next couple days. Happy to do that for you. Thank you for the question. I also want to thank all of you listeners who have submitted questions. You can ask a question over at askpat.com if you haven't already, and I might select your question for a future episode. You can just go to askpat.com and ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Sol Horak. He said, "If I would be in business for business, I wouldn't be in this business. If I would be in business for business, I wouldn't be in this business." Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.